Fridays are awesome. I love starting with eye reports like that one from Miss Tiffany's class. I am Carl Azuz. This is our March 1st edition of CNN Student News. It's also a deadline for the U.S. government. About $85 billion are set to be eliminated from the federal budget unless Congress and the president can agree on a way around these automatic spending cuts. That's not expected to happen, even though none of the politicians really likes these cuts. Here's the basic problem. The government spends far more than it takes in. But neither the executive branch nor the legislative branch has total control over what the government spends money on, and they disagree on how to tax and how to spend. So these cuts are set to kick in to lower government spending, and one big question is, are most Americans going to notice?
If you were to listen to only the White House, you would have the sense that we're going into a sequestration nation pretty soon, and that everybody would hit in all these different areas, and food safety and education and our tax returns, our national parks, everything. And this seems to be true. If you are the right person doing the right thing, you in fact may see an effect here. For example, if you're in a military town and you rely on military business, you might see an impact fairly soon. If you're at the airport waiting for the right flight at the right busy time, you might have a delay. If you're waiting on unemployment benefits and the check comes in lighter than you expect, that would also be a real effect on you fairly soon. But notice I'm talking about specific groups of people doing specific things. The broader picture of the whole country may be different. And to address that, I want to talk about one of the hottest things that came up today. Eric Holder speaking up, and he had this point to say in the middle of today where he said, look, we will be less safe if our budget at Justice is cut next year from $27 billion by $1.6 billion to $25.4 billion. If this cut happens, the nation will be less safe. These are his words. And this is why he says that, because he says there'll be furloughs at the FBI. We'll have fewer people looking into crimes and trying to prevent crimes. ATF inspections of things like gun permits, all of that will be knocked down a little bit. There'll be fewer people to man the prisons, so prisons will spend more time on lockdowns. There'll be fewer grants for local law enforcement. All of this will make things less safe in the country, according to him. This is the budget if he gets the sequester. $25.4 billion for next year. That's how much he would get. But look at this. This is a graph of funding for the Justice Department for the last 11 years. And if you'll notice, when you look at this graph, in fact, that line would be right about here. So, in fact, for the past 11 years, only the past 3 years has the Justice Department had more money than they would have under the sequester. So does that mean that all these years we were less safe when the national crime rate was steadily moving down during that period of time? These are the tough challenges out there because in many ways, as Democrats in the White House say, all these cataclysmic things are going to hit if the sequester comes in. I think Republicans may be betting on the idea of if a few weeks pass, a couple months pass, and the public doesn't notice it because of things like this, then they're going to be able to turn around to the White House and say, you were just trying to scare us. You said a lot of things, and we haven't seen it come to pass.
At 2 o'clock Eastern yesterday afternoon, the doors of a papal retreat closed. It signified the official end of Pope Benedict XVI's papacy. And it followed a day of goodbyes. In his last public appearance as Pope, Benedict said he was a pilgrim, beginning the last leg of his pilgrimage on earth. In his last tweet as Pope, Benedict wrote, thank you for your love and support. May you always experience the joy that comes from putting Christ in the center of your lives. This is historic, in part because it's the first time in 600 years that a papacy has ended in retirement rather than death. At CNNStudentNews.com, we posted yesterday's explainer on how the Catholic Church will choose its next leader. Next up today, a bit of bad news from the Governor's Highway Safety Administration. Driving deaths among American teenagers apparently increased in 2012. The jump was almost 20% over the year before. Researchers aren't sure why, but they've known for years that motor vehicle accidents have been the leading cause of death for U.S. teenagers. The overall rate is still lower than it was 5 years ago, according to the researcher who led this study. But if the goal is to decrease the number of driving-related deaths every year, this is a setback. Different states have different laws and limits on driving ages. Would you accept stricter teen driving laws if it meant the possibility of fewer accidents? If you're on Facebook, tell us what you think at facebook.com/CNN Student News.